From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. French authorities are on alert and warning of gunfire in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, and telling French citizens to stay inside after an apparent Islamic extremist attack. The French embassy in Ouagadougou writes on its Facebook page, quote, "There is no certainty at the moment," end quote, about the places that were targeted. Several messages published on the Foreign Ministry's website and Twitter accounts urge French citizens to avoid the city center and stay off the streets. The UK's permanent representative to the UN Human Rights Council spoke during an urgent debate Friday about Eastern Ghouta.
Despite the UN Security Council resolution of the 24th of February, serious violations have continued on a wide scale, including repeated airstrikes of civilians, causing many deaths.
The debate would be followed by a vote Friday on a draft resolution circulated by Britain that expresses support for a UN Security Council resolution passed over the weekend seeking a 30-day ceasefire, which is yet to be fully honored. It would also call on UN war crimes investigators focusing on Syria to look specifically at the latest violence in Eastern Ghouta. Israeli police question Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife as part of an investigation into a corruption case involving the country's telecom giant Friday, casting a shadow on the prime minister's upcoming visit to Washington. Last month, two Netanyahu confidants were arrested on suspicion of promoting regulation worth hundreds of millions of dollars to the Bezeq telecom company. Netanyahu has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing and has dismissed the accusations as a witch hunt. This is VOA News. The specter of a global trade war sent world stocks tumbling Friday and drove investors toward the traditional safe plays of government bonds and the Japanese yen. Robert Halver, the head of Baderbank's capital market analysis, says that for face-saving reasons, China, South Korea, and the EU have to agree to enact counter-sanctions now. Halver went on to say that sanctions are not good for jobs or stocks. The U.S. military planners are brushing aside Moscow's claims that its military has an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that can hit any target anywhere in the world. National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
Putin claims the new weapons, a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a hypersonic missile, have unlimited range and are capable of evading U.S. missile defense systems. But the Pentagon references at least two of those weapons, and any real-world ramifications are still a way off. Still, Force Analysis Chief Military Analyst Sim Tak says they can still have an impact.
So I think it's definitely effective to the degree that people are looking at Russia as a potential threat again.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The Philippines and the European Union said Friday they were still working together on development projects despite President Rodrigo Duterte's rebukes of the bloc and declarations he would not accept its aid. Jeff Custer has more.
Duterte has repeatedly slammed the EU for what he perceives as criticism of a war on drugs that has killed thousands of Filipinos. He's also approved a finance ministry recommendation to stop accepting grants that carried conditions, especially on human rights. Economic Planning Secretary Ernesto Pernia said the EU's funding aid to the Philippines would continue despite misunderstandings. EU currently has a Philippines funding commitment of $319 million, mostly for renewable energy development and rural electrification programs. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The French National Front leader Marine Le Pen has been placed under formal investigation over images she tweeted of Islamic State executions. David Doyle explains.
She was placed under formal investigation on Thursday on suspicion of disseminating violent images. That's because of three images the National Front leader tweeted in December 2015 of Islamic State executions, including the beheading of American journalist James Foley. The investigation is unlikely to affect her popularity with party loyalists.
Marine Le Pen denies any wrongdoing. Residents of U.S. East Coast states are bracing for a major storm Friday that is forecasting to bring strong winds, snow, and heavy rain that could flood states from Maine to North Carolina. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.